The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump moves to an important new phase today. House managers and the president's defense team have finished their opening arguments. Now it is time for senators to ask questions of both sides. And by the end of the week, we will likely know if witnesses will be allowed in this trial. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales is here with us now. Hi, Claudia.
Hi there.
And senators will have 16 hours to get their questions answered. Beyond that, how will this round of questioning work?
So both Republicans and Democrats will take turns submitting these written questions. The Chief Justice will read these questions aloud to each of the legal teams. Questions can be directed to the House managers or the President's counsel. And the senators themselves can't ask the questions. They've got to be submitted in writing. Mm. And the question must be signed by the senator asking it. And questions can be from multiple senators. And we're getting the sense that maybe we could see 10 to 12 questions in this first phase of questioning.
And start with the Democrats. What do you expect their approach to the questions to be?
So even with Republicans, Democrats, I see them using their questions as an opportunity to strategize and poke holes, in the Democrats' case, in the president's lawyer's presentation, and really pointing to the question of witnesses. This is going to be their last opportunity to make that push, to make that case, that they need witnesses to get a fair trial. So I expect them to be going after that legal team in that way.
Yesterday, the president's defense wrapped up its opening arguments faster than it needed to, really, and they made the case that Democrats just disagree with the president's policy, but that a policy disagreement shouldn't rise to the level of removing the president from office. Here's Trump's attorney Jay Sekulow speaking yesterday.
To lower the bar of impeachment based on these articles of impeachment would impact the functioning of our constitutional republic and the framework of that constitution for generations.
So now let's talk about Republican strategy. Are they falling in line with that argument, and do you expect we'll see it reflected in their questions?
Yes, they are largely falling in line with that argument, and I think we will see it reflected in their questions. I spoke to one Republican senator yesterday, Mike Rounds, and he was mentioning that he would like to just get clarifications. He had about 9 questions already set up to ask. And so those are kind of the issues that they may go after, is these clarifications. But at the same time, I expect them to do the same thing and poke holes in the House manager's case and demonstrate we don't need witnesses in this trial.
On the issue of witnesses and additional evidence, earlier today I spoke with the number 2 Democrat in the Senate, Dick Durbin, and asked him if he'd be open to a Republican concession to read former National Security Advisor John Bolton's book manuscript in a classified setting. As we know, in that manuscript, Bolton said that Trump told him he was withholding Ukrainian aid until they agreed to investigating the Bidens.
What a hoot. The notion that this is somehow classified information. In just a few weeks, John Bolton's going to be sitting there with pen in hand autographing these books for the world to read. But we have to read them in a classified setting? What is that all about?
And now we're hearing that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that he doesn't yet have enough Republican votes to block witnesses like Bolton or additional documents in the trial. What's the latest?
So he did tell his caucus that last night. However, what we're hearing largely from most Republicans is they remain opposed to this question of witnesses. There are some members who have not revealed how they will vote when the day comes. There's at least 3 that we think are open to it: Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Susan Collins of Maine, and Mitt Romney of Utah. But we don't know if there might be a 4th member if they do vote for these witnesses. So it's still hard to say if Democrats can reach that threshold, because since they don't control this chamber, they need 51 votes. They need to flip 4 Republicans. Not clear if they'll reach it in time for this potential vote on Friday to call witnesses.
Right. We'll find out soon. Now, what about this idea of a witness swap, which is bringing in both Hunter Biden, who the Republicans want, and John Bolton? Democrats seem to not like the idea, generally speaking. But this morning, West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin told MSNBC that he actually supports the idea of a witness swap and calling Biden.
Is Hunter Biden a relevant witness, Senator?
I think so. I really do. I don't have a problem there, because this is why we are where we are. Now, I think that he could clear himself, what I know and what I've heard, but being afraid to put anybody that might have pertinent information is wrong, no matter if you're a Democrat or Republican.
And some Democrats are actually worried that Manchin might ultimately vote to acquit the president. How does all of this shake up the equation?
So those comments this morning by Senator Manchin were very surprising because Democrats, for the most part, have been shooting down this idea of a witness swap. And so he's the first Democrat to say this. And he's likely on a Democratic island with this idea. And it sounds like some Republicans who might have been interested in this idea as well are also dropping it. So right now, it seems like it may not shake it up that much.
Well, we are walking toward history, regardless of how this ultimately turns out. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thanks so much.
Thanks so much.